Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's revisit this question. Are you ready?
Woosa.
Three bag tea! Actually, that's
That sounds really freaky. Like, my mind went straight to the three
okay,
tea bags.
No. Okay. But this is some serious tea. Okay, so have you ever had feelings for somebody that was in a relationship?
Yes.
What did you do about it?
Nothing.
And?
Kept seeing them. But that was because I found out they were in a relationship after I already was seeing them.
Okay, and that was a different you. This is not.
That was a different me.
Understood.
Well, we worked together, so I saw him every day, and that was just enough for me. I was just like, I would just, he'd be in the studio mixing, and I would just be looking through the glass window like,
DJ Giovanni.
No, I had just moved to Columbus, and I wasn't used to hip-hop DJs being another race. Like, it just threw me off. He was like Argentinian or an Italian, I couldn't remember, and he would be playing like Future and stuff, and like Drake, and just getting in. I'm like, who the hell is that?
DJ Giovanni.
Yeah. But unfortunately, at the time, he had a beautiful girlfriend. Shout out to her. I never disrespected her. Disrespected him. I never tried to hang out with him. I never told him I had a crush. So the only way he would know is if he's listening to this podcast right now.
That's so
we'll
funny.
Tag him. Don't worry.
DJ Giovanni. All right. Well, I ask you guys this question because a long time ago, and I'm talking about over a decade ago, I had very strong feelings for a person, and it was weird how it all worked out. Mm-hmm. So I used to live in Seattle, as most of you know, mm-hmm. and my best friend and her husband and I, well, her boyfriend at the time, my best friend and her boyfriend and I would all hang out all the time, and his best friend, he joined us a couple times before I moved.
Okay,
I'm like, dang, he's okay. Cute. Oh, I'm crushing, and we made out, we hung out a few times. I move away.
Okay, I'm caught up.
And the time that I move away, He meets someone that he gets engaged to. Mm. Then we get invited to this couple's wedding. The best
awkward.
Friend that I'm talking about.
Spicy.
So I was living in California at the time, mm-hmm. and I went to Mexico for this wedding.
Okay.
He goes to Mexico for this wedding because he's the best man. And his fiance did not go to this wedding.
Okay.
So while we're there, nothing happened. Nothing happened. No lines were technically crossed.
But there was energy.
There was energy. I mean, we were together the entire trip.
Destination wedding vibes.
Destination in front of people. We were just having fun. Like him and I were the fun ones.
Yeah.
So like we're jumping in the water. We're dancing. We're just having fun and talking and going on walks. And other people are with us. So we don't feel like we're doing anything wrong.
Correct.
But it got to a point where, like, I was feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was feeling serious things.
Damn.
But he was, too.
Okay.
But not to the point that he was going to make any life changes. Because, you know, sometimes feelings aren't enough. Sometimes love isn't enough.
More,
sometimes you made a choice. Sometimes love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes your life is a choice. Anyway, long story short, after that vacation, that was it. I never saw him, talked to him again.
Wow. You just let it go. Let it dust in the wind.
Of course. What was I going to do? I'm not breaking up a happy relationship.
Of course. I love that about you.
So I just let it go. And he got married and he lives his life or was living his life. But every once in a while, both of us would ask our mutual friends about each other.
Of course.
But we never saw each other. And till recently.
Here's the plot twist.
When we spoke for the first time.
In how many years?
Like over a decade.
Yeah.
Like, oh my my God, over a decade. Can you imagine? I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah. So it's what
like,
happens?
It's like when they say, you know, like if it's right, it and you'll, you know, you'll come back.
Yeah.
Like,
this God, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah.
This is absolutely
insane.
So
what happened?
Okay. So a few months ago, I got a message from him. He DM'd me on Instagram and he was like, hey, long time. How are you?
Okay. That's safe.
And I was like, oh my God, yeah, it has been. How are you? And he's like, you know, just living, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. So one of my friends comes to visit me and I'm telling her because she knows like the history and I'm talking to her, different friend, not the same one, but okay. She was at that wedding too. And I'm telling her that he hit me up and she's like, oh my God, do you not know? I was like, no, what? She's like, he's divorced.
Oh. The plot thickens.
He's divorced.
So he's fully divorced.
He's
done.
Single.
He's
like
single.
Legally single.
He's single.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He got kids.
You know how life happens. You know, we at that age where the people we date have kids.
I've done that before. But yeah, so he's single and I'm like, what?
Look at you, y'all. I wish this was a video podcast because I wish y'all could look at Nina's face right now.
I just remember looking at my friend like, well, what am I going to do about this?
Yeah.
Because he has no idea what's going on in my life.
So what's happening is your body and mind like back to those walks that you are having at the beach? Like, where are you when you're like having
this? We were passing notes back. And the last memory that I have of us is that we were passing notes back and forth to each other on the airplane through our cell phones because people were sitting with us and, you know, and it was nothing. I mean, maybe it wasn't appropriate, but it wasn't totally inappropriate. No, I'm lying. It was totally appropriate. There was nothing that was crossed or anything. It was, I enjoyed my time with you. I think you're a wonderful person. Like these types of things. But, and just like joking. and making jokes back and forth.
If I read that in my man's notes, let me tell you.
Listen, but yeah. he did not want me. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It wasn't me. It was her. That was their life. And they had a beautiful marriage or whatever. I don't know what happened. I'm not going to pry. That's not my business.
Okay.
All I know is he's single now.
That's what matters.
The important part.
And I'm just like, oh my God. So I have this dilemma. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do about this? Am I supposed to call my friend and be like, hey, can you set something up and let it naturally happen?
Yeah.
Or should I just be a woman and ball up, woman
do
up
it yourself.
And just do it myself?
Okay.
So
did you tell him you're coming home?
About a week ago.
A week ago. Okay.
I got drunk.
Okay.
And I was
it's
like,
always
it
when
happens.
You're drunk, Nina.
Because when you get ballsy, when you've got the liquid
that's
sauce.
Because I am.
The confidence sauce.
I'm going home. I'm going to be home for the 4th of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be back home in Seattle for a good week. And I'm going to be spending time with my family. And yeah.
This is like a movie. They
he lives
put
in
this
Seattle. Seattle Bay. He lives in Seattle.
Okay.
And so I did. I sent him a message and I was just like, hi. I DM him too. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to be in town this day through this day. Are you around? And he's like, oh my gosh. Well, he has a tight schedule. He travels a lot for work, but he had a few open days. And he's like, I can do this day. I'm like, great. And then, of course, my ass, I'm like, is it weird if we talk? Like, I'm around. If
do
you,
it.
Do you want
do
to, like,
it. Yes.
to talk? He called me.
Bitch, I can't. I cannot.
Okay, he then what? He called me. And I am hearing this man's voice.
And it just gives you goosebumps.
For the first time.
Did you cry?
In over a decade. No, but I was so giddy. I just was like, I just
did
remember.
Did he sound the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's, yeah.
Oh my God.
He used to always call me his kryptonite. But I don't know. It was so cute. And he's just, he's a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's funny, but he's just a dude. He has his own business. He's.
A father and
father
present, yeah.
And just goofy.
Oh,
and
like you.
I know. But I revert to Nina, like young Nina, when I first met him, even before the wedding. So anyway, we talked.
Okay.
And?
I have a date.
Oh my gosh.
Stop. Wait, where are you going?
He's taking me to dinner the Saturday that I get home. I don't know. He just texted me and he's like, I have reservations at 7:45. I'll pick you up.
Surprise.
All I did was tell him that I wanted seafood. And he's a wine guy. He's a big wine guy. So I hope he picks out some good wine.
I like this, Needs. I think it's fun.
The funny part is
no pressure.
No. And
I would be concerned if y'all had dated before.
We've never dated.
I would be so like, what's in the past is meant to be in the past. But you all have never dated. So no. I'm excited.
I think, though, the biggest part, aside from the fact that he's picking me up at my parents' house. Like,
do your parents know about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is the best part.
This is
part
so like 1996.
I tell you my reservations. So I call my parents to tell them that I have a date on that Saturday because they are, you know, always up my butt when I'm home, which I love them to be, guys. I love being home. I want to be with you all the time. But I really want to do this. And so my dad, the first thing he says is, wait, Nina, you just bought a condo in Chicago. This is not his accent. All right. He just tells me that. He's like, you just bought a condo in Chicago. Why are you going on a date with a guy that lives in Seattle?
Hey, man.
Hey, whatever.
This just makes the heart go fonder sometimes.
And I'm just like, Dad, it's been a pandemic. I want some attention. I want to feel good. And he goes, all right, I don't need the details.
Aw, Daddy
like,
cares.
So funny. Of course they care.
Of course.
But, you know, like, yeah, so they know about it. And, I mean, I don't care if they all meet. I don't know if they've met before, to be honest. It was so long ago. My parents are the cool parents. They're always around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. But not that I'm afraid of anything. Actually, I'm more excited about us just having a really good moment.
Totally.
But, I feel like what we both are excited about is what we had felt so long ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, so much time has passed. We don't know each other anymore. You know what I mean? And not that we ever really did.
Yeah.
But this is good because y'all have so much
to talk about.
Like so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're gonna come home when the birds are chirping.
I'm ready for this next episode.
I'm not going home. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going home. I'm already figuring out how to tell my parents I just fell asleep.
She's gonna pack a spend the night bag.
I'm excited about this next podcast episode because I know you gotta spill all this tea.
Oh my God, I am gonna spill all the tea. And I mean, no, like I don't wanna be presumptuous, but like part of me is like when I go to sleep at night lately, since I've talked to him, I'm like, part of me just wants to like kiss him the very first second that I see him, just to break the tension.
Just to get it over
with.
Yeah,
just break the tension. Just
YOLO.
Kiss me. I see myself
come
doing that.
Before and do it. Do it, Nina.
Have a couple shots with your mom because I know how your mama get down.
And my daddy, yeah.
And
I'll
your
be like,
dad.
That limoncello.
Kick it. And then just do it. Just lay it on. Are we good influences? Is this
no,
a good idea?
I really think I think I'm going to, like, in the car, whether like it's in the car before we leave my driveway or probably out of my driveway and when we get to wherever we're going.
Do you need me to give you that little limoncello bottle back?
No, girl, I've got plenty of liquor at my parents' house. And also, I think I would do it sober. Like, I just feel like I have to cut that tension before we sit there and talk this whole time wondering if we're going to we're going to kiss.
Yes.
We're probably going to do more things. If you want to do more things, I've been thinking about this for over a decade.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I cannot wait for this follow-up, y'all. I don't think I've ever anticipated a podcast episode the way that I'm anticipating
I don't think
this
I've
one.
Ever anticipated a date so much in my life. And I mean, I was in love with the last guy, and even that, I don't want to be like, you know, minimize that. But this is crazy.
Yeah.
This, like, to me is actually crazy. Can you
imagine?
That's
what makes it that much more fun is the fact that it is edgy and crazy and different and so non-traditionally Nina.
We've you know? Both already had completely different lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we've both lived completely different lives. I've lived in how many different cities since then?
Yeah. That's right. Y'all have a lot to talk. This is going to be like an 8.5 hour date before they get to make out.
Oh my God, I just feel like he's going to touch my hand and I'm going to be like, ooh.
The goosebumps are going to appear.
I mean, he texted me to tell me what time the dinner was and
was
I got excited.
Was this a FaceTime call or a regular call?
No, it was a regular call.
So not to be a dick, but let's just say he pulls up front door, opens the front door, you come down the stairs and you see him and
he ain't got
it.
No teeth. I'm just kidding.
You guys.
Or there's something that's just like, this ain't it. Like,
I
had more in my mind than what's going down in real life right now.
I mean, and it's a possibility. He's attractive.
But guess what? She's getting out of plane and coming back home. So
it don't even matter.
It
don't even matter.
Right. Because you know what? It would suck, but it's also going to suck if it's that good. And I got to get on a plane and come back.
But you better come back.
I'm coming back.
Oh my God.
I'm coming back. I'm not in any place to rearrange my life for anybody.
That's right.
But I do want. I don't even want to get ahead of myself. That's not even what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how fun it's going to be reunited with a person that I had such chemistry with so long ago.
And to go on a good date with somebody good.
This is beautiful.
I'm sure we both need it. Like, just to really enjoy somebody's company that it's adoring you.
How long has he been divorced?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to find out, though.
I really don't. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know all of the details. All I needed to hear was single.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And I was like, oh.
Do find out, though. Do find out. Because sometimes a man's single be different than the legal single.
Right.
Do
I
find
mean,
out.
Listen, I'm not trying to break up anybody's happy home.
That is
I am
right.
not trying to do that. I admitted to having feelings at sure. this time. And I did verbalize them. I probably shouldn't have, but I was a very young Nina at the time.
Of course.
Just if you're at his house, maybe like try to look for some documents, make sure they're stamped.
You guys.
Angie, this no, she's not kidding.
You
no,
guys,
she ain't.
I mean, if I were you two, I would just be looking at me saying, don't get pregnant. Like yeah. that would be good advice.
Oh, yeah. Don't
aren't
get pregnant.
Damn,
oh,
but
you're
not on birth
that.
Control.
Girl,
don't get pregnant, Nina.
You better wear a condom, Nina.
Actually, yeah, get pregnant. Why not?
You
what?
Know what? I'm on that
you
energy
got a
too.
Condo?
I'm
you
on
have
that
a
energy
for
too.
The baby?
We ain't getting no younger, Nina.
I okay. used to nanny for like 13 years.
You have a
we
whole
could.
Radio family
we
that
could.
Will help you raise
we got
this
a village
kid
here
bro.
In Chicago.
Somebody better give me that sage because do not put this energy on me right
the
now.
Juju on ya.
I am
put
not trying
juju
to
juju on ya.
No, that's not what we're doing.
Okay, just wear a condom. How about that? Boom.
Well, I mean, that might not even happen. That's very
yeah,
presumptuous.
Yeah, we're just
that's
thinking.
Very,
we're
that's
thinking.
Very presumptuous.
Yeah, because I don't, I'm not a proponent of Plan B. I don't think you should take a
well,
plan B.
Well, because what if I don't even find myself into him?
Then you can move on. At least you tried it.
Guys,
you
I'm,
know
pretty,
you will.
I'm pretty into him.
Yeah, but you never what know. But, y'all, all of this is, it, we're in our heads right now. It feels good.
It's
it feels
exciting.
Nice. It's exciting. But when it comes down to it, you never know. So just, you know.
Yeah, no. It's
mentally
pretty,
prepared.
It's pretty,
don't forget about us.
Oh, gosh.
Okay?
I know. My
don't
other children.
About
my other children that I'm raising out here. No, I came up with a new syndrome, and I think that I have it. And it's,
you came up with the new syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, you know me. I come up with theories.
You do. You have theories and syndromes. What is it?
Fairy tale syndrome.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, that's valid.
I have fairy tale syndrome. And it may be just because I'm a hopeless romantic little love bug. Oh. No. Hopeful romantic.
Okay.
And a Hallmark lover. And, you know, rom-coms are my shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I'm in the middle of my own movie right
this
now.
This is fun, though. I
this
like this.
This is fairy tale syndrome.
I feel like I'm doing this with you, you know? Like, we're going with you to Seattle to meet this guy
yeah.
that you had a thing for
oh
over
my gosh,
a decade
can
ago.
Can you secretly FaceTime
yeah,
us?
Yeah, like, we really want to, like, be there.
Like, in that Netflix movie, Sex Life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was dirty. If you guys have not seen Sex Life on Netflix, please do yourself
I'm purposely
a favor.
Saving it
oh,
for the
Oh, my
weekend.
God. You know, I thought about live tweeting the date because he's not on Twitter. Because I was going to like post me getting ready.
You can come up with the hashtag, bro. Hashtag, what'd you call it? Fairy tale syndrome.
No, for real. I thought about it. I thought about live tweeting the date for a couple reasons.
Do it.
One, because he's not on it and I want you guys to be with me.
Fact.
And two, because my ex-boyfriend only follows me on Twitter. I'm blocked on everything else.
Oh my God. I'm
what a lame.
He didn't
us.
Block me.
We
his
are
girl
a
blocked
special
me.
Special crew.
You know why I know his girl blocked me? Because. She on Facebook I'm also blocked under Nina on the Air, not my personal one. This girl doesn't know my last name.
Oh my God.
So she only blocked Nina on the Air, but she can't find me in my real life.
Insecurity.
She's not
man.
A good detective.
Insecurity
let
is
me
just
tell you
boiling
not
over.
My problem. I wish them the best. I'm not breaking. I have nothing to do
Nina,
with
no,
this
you
guys
don't. You can't even say that with a straight face.
I'm backing back up. I wish everybody the best. Aww. I'm living my own fairy tale right
this
now.
This is fun though. I like this.
And again, at the very least. No, at the most, this is going to be an amazing date.
Of course.
So should I live tweet it or?
Girl, you know I'm going to say yes.
Hashtag.
No, I want you to go live or something. I want to see
like, we
it.
We want to see details.
About it.
Seattle Bay, hashtag fairy tale syndrome.
What do
hashtag
you think? I'm
get
with
on
it.
My left.
No, make this, okay. In all seriousness, this is about you. This isn't about us. So if you want to live tweet it, fine. But I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to be in the moment, enjoying everything. You don't need your phone.
And by live tweeting, I mean I am getting ready to see somebody I haven't seen in over a decade. And the next day, it was fun.
Wow. Hashtag fairy tale syndrome. Hashtag just now waking up, have a hangover.
If you don't
make sure you like three, what is it called? Three-way call us.
Okay. Yeah. At the very least, follow me at Nina on the Air on all social media platforms because I will be giving hints to show how this is going or at least show you what I'm wearing.
Keep us updated.
I'm so excited.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.